The Center on Wisconsin Strategy, or COWS, looked at unemployment data from 2005. Of more than 140,000 unemployed people that year, only about 3,300 got federal job retraining. Laura Dresser did the study for COWS. She says almost 300,000 adults in Wisconsin don't have a high school diploma or a GED, and they're not pursuing their educations.
When people with skills aren't around, those jobs move away. Or can, or you find other ways to fill in the gap, de-skilling the work or sending it away.
The chair of a jobs agency in Green Bay agrees that good jobs are going unfilled. Jim Golombeski chairs the Bay Area Workforce Development Board. He cites data from Northeastern Wisconsin Technical College that show there are nearly 400 openings statewide for people to do maintenance on high-tech machinery, but last year the school produced only 4 graduates in the field.
They think that the manufacturing is dirty and physically demanding, and in some cases it is, but in many more cases it's not. And yet these numbers from this NWTC graduate follow-up report show that there are many jobs in manufacturing and that they pay well and that there is a shortage of people with those skills.
The NWTC report showed people with associate's degrees in electrical technology make a median salary of $49,000. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.